Bereshis Devurai, I would like to thank Daf Kunim that organized this wonderful shiur and gave me a chance to speak here. It's a pleasure for me to be able to speak to such a chush of a crowd. On the heading is written that the subject is, it will be Historias Benyun Kasher. I was told yesterday by Mr. Epson that that's what I'm going to talk about. I would like first to talk about two other items that are now burning. One is now burning and one is burning the whole time. One is, anyway, we're now in the final week, the last week of Shavuot. Shmoyes Ve'eru Bo'ei B'Shalach Yisrael Mishpultim, Sunday Mishpultim yesterday. That's on the notice. Shavuot Shtaitim Svurim Da'at Tekinim to do, Tekinim, Shivas, whatever that is. Mungavum brings it in, you know, fasting. We know the Svurim of the later generations speak that fasting is not made for our generations, we haven't got that strong gift. I saw a piece of Beis Aaron, the Beis Aaron Rabbi Kalina Shrab, only with three conditions, he said. Three conditions: a healthy body, a very big Aveira, and the small days, then you can fast. The English winter days. Also, we conditioned to drink your coffee before davening, Zukta. Just another then, Zukta, a bit of freshness. Frischkeit and Avodas Hashem, that's the best ticking today. Freshness and Avodas Hashem. So I thought, that's one of the problems I think that we suffer. Lack of freshness and Avodas Hashem. A frischkeit, a lebedikkeit and Avodas Hashem, that's one of the things certainly that I suffer. How could we approach it? Another problem, there is Klal Yisrael has a problem. Every mechanech, every roof, everyone that deals with the new tzibur, and every father has this worry, the Indian of today, that many children, boys, girls, whatever they are, and are not following the footpath of the derech, ha-teire, va-yere, fall away. And it's everybody's headache to see what could be the reason the choyre we think and we hope that we machamach our children in the right moizdus and we feed them the right thoughts and we bring them to the right gut and medrushim. What is the source of the problem? So I researched until I came to achluta. The problem could be is take the inyan of a lack. And in a lack in diet. There is an Akedah, the Akedah Zukt. Beginning of Parsha Shmini, there's a Medrash. The Medrash Zukt, Mushal Aroifesh Nechnes Levakesh Necholim. Aroifesh, they went to be Mevakesh Necholim. He saw Echod, in his opinion, Echod Lechayim, and Echod Lemisa. One was to have a refu, and the other one, Nabachnot. Lezeh Shachayim, Omer, Loi Toichel Zeh, Veloi Toichel Zeh. And the other one, he said, you can eat. So the balakeda on the medrash, the balakeda, it can't be that the medrash speaks health food. Gashmizdikya health. Had it been gashmizdikya health, then the Torah would be a minor medical book, to say for kuten shall roifem. It can't be. Eilamai, he speaks berochnias. Don't eat this and don't eat that, because machulim, eaten wrongly, is brings a temptum for the neshama. In the temptum, the neshama, the person that you haven't got the koyach anymore, the clarity to know what he is doing. The Chaim HaKodesh in Parsha Shmini brings on the pusuk like the tamias nafshei seichem. He brings the Shem Darizal. And I'll say the lotion. Lefomem yishatach udam yishtanem mitoiv l'ra. A person could sometimes change mitoiv l'ra b'tivoy v'mizgay, with his teva and mezg and nature. V'layuda me'ezer sibah. He doesn't know for which reason. V'yatzme yitame, he himself wonders, eich nehetach b'datoy. He used to have a tzayidish a cup, now suddenly he sees he's got a treif in a cup. Everything he approaches in the wrong way. It should be said, begin, that happens because a person sometimes eats a machel that's got in it mechel kehara. The Chaim HaKodesh says a bit more later, with the Chaim HaKodesh, normally we know in all the Averis of the Torah, there's an Indian of a mezid and a shoygik. Zukta in machulam, There's no difference between a shaygig and a mazit. The shaygig will also do the same damage in the body, the same symptom in the body as the mazit. And the seichel is pushed. As I said before, the Akedah says when the doctor advises you what to eat. If somebody suffers from high blood pressure, and every doctor will tell him, don't eat too much salt. No, he said, then he comes to the doctor, ladies and gentlemen, my high blood pressure is raised up terribly. He said, you must have ate salt. I didn't mean this. If salt does damage, then it does damage. The same thing with rochnis. To the Chaimakudish, Shahashoigig will do the same damage as the Mazid, Ben Yuna Mach will do the same damage. The Ramban zukt. The Ramban says, on the Pussy by Seichel Kol Ta'ibu, why does it tell us all the Seichel Kol Ta'ibu? The Seichel Kol Ta'ibu, don't eat something that is not kosher. Zukt Ruta Kusev Lohoisev, Lahagit ki kol hane esurim, all the machulim that are usa, nit uvim le nefesh atoire, give it to evu le nefesh atoire. The inyan tiv is sinne vimius. Zuti ki amachalim asirim, every forbidden machul, yoylidu oivu vatimus a nefesh, gives birth to thickness, crudeness, and blockages of the nefesh haochni. And that's what David HaMelech was mispallet. David HaMelech mispallet, v'riach katshechu al tikech memani. Could be he was talking mispallet, v'riach katshechu, don't take away the ruach katshechu from you. How is it taken away? If you eat the wrong diet, if you eat the wrong foods, if a person eats machul and taki, which are metamtem, hotamemesh kariach hakeidah, sometimes you wonder, a yid that l'choyre is an elech yid, he hears a padas toire from a udon gudl, and he says, nah, he knows quite well, it's not exactly the same. Well, how dare Pushet the Yid to say when the Talmud Chochem, the Erech Yid, who's got a Torah, he cups out something and Erech Hashtayt better? How does then that? Because L'choyer, he was born, he was raised in the Riech HaTorah. The Torah says that he modified a bit his brain. He modified his brain. He must have been Metamtim Dele. That's the Beferesh Gemur. The Gemur Dashend on the Pusik Vinit Meisenbom. Dashend the Gemur Metech Tashim Edaf Lametet. Al Tikru Vinit Meisenbom. Eile v'metamtem bom. The Svurim Zung of the Pusik in Parshish Shmini, in Parshish Re'ei by the Dvurim Asirim says the Pusik v'zeh lechem ha'tumei b'sheret. L'choy it should be written v'zeh lechem ha'usa b'sheret. That's forbidden for you to eat. V'zeh lechem ha'tumei. Look to the Svurim Mazber, that is moiled ariach ha'tem in a person. There's a moira de ki, there's a shebe di machaber, a piece of shebe chanurach in Simon Pei Aleph, concerning taking care of children's machulim. Dort steht also, he speaks about chalev issue, mother's milk. Zudem remu dort, chalev mitzvahs, Be'etim, chalev mitzvah, chalev chalav mitzvah, chalav of a non-Jewish mother, non-Jewish lady. In olden times, people used to hire, before we had all those formulas, used to hire wet nurse. Chalev mitzvah ke chalev Yisraelis. You're allowed. In mekol mekoyim, lo yaniki tenek ha-mitzvah. Don't give the tenek to a mitzvah, to an arelis to drink. Em efshu b'Yisraelis. Dechulav avedas kechom metamtem alev emoydet lo teverah. To the where do we learn this out? This is based on Rosh, he brings Ram, Rashba. Where do we learn this out? From Moshe Rabbeinu and Parsha Shemot. Rashi brings there also that that she took him around to all the new Shemitrius to take, and he didn't want to take. Why didn't he want to take? Peshe, Usa, the Daber, Mashchina, Shetek. I got in brackets, not shaft they had, once a beautiful vote. Peh Uta the Daba Mashina Shatek. What is that Kipesh Uta Daba? The personality of the speaking Shin is not suitable, you should be drinking. I said, what's the het attack here? To be oichel from a mitzvah if there's a need? Because if a child, if he hasn't got his food, his right food, that he can be in a skuna. And I ain't a cool dog, I'm a bnei pekiach nevish, v'chai behem ksir. But Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't in a skuna because he had the promise, Peh She'usa the Daba Mashina. So now the child might be in danger, but Peshe Utsadamit, you've got a promise in 40, 50 years, you're going to speak Mashchina. You're not in danger, you don't have to worry, so you shouldn't. But that's not a Pushtu Pshat, that's a Pidrish. A Pushtu Pshat is Peshe Utsadamit Mashchina. After Mephoshim and Shechon Ruach, the Moshe Kedem, after Kasha, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu Yishuv, Peh Shutuz Rav Shechina. But my child, it doesn't seem to be Peh Shutuz Rav Shechina. In a matter, I say this, Bala Misa say that everyone has to raise his child in such a style he should be able to be, he should have a potential to be Peh Shutuz Rav Shechina. It's a Gvaldige, and Misa has to, what a person, what parents have to do to their children, that to raise them in the spirit, you should be able to be a Peh Shutuz Rav Shechina. For example, the mom, if I'm your father, you should raise the child in that style. So, Gvata da Ramu, v'chein lo tvechel ha-meleikis, afele Yisroele, dvur masirim. Even the Menekes, the Israelis, the mother, shouldn't he do a Masirim? Ask right away the Shachem, the Tarazuva, what means she? She's the Israelis, you say. She shouldn't eat a Masirim because she's a Menekes. She's also, Hannah Shema was also a Hasin, and not only the child. It's older Master Caleb, Shech Lula says, in case the mother is not so well, and there was a heter for her to eat a Masirim. So let's say for her there's a heter. But here she should be put a special precaution because she's a Menekes, and it might do damage to the children. Where do we learn out this Indian? That because it's a benekis, she has to take very care. She has to take special care. Bring the Biagul brings over here. It tells him that the chagiga, that tazuv, that brings the Yerushalma, shocking Yerushalma. The Yerushalma is tazuv. We all know that Elisha ben Aviya, the Rebbe of Remeya, Acha, that the only parents Remeya had because Teichai Ochel and Klipus Azurik, if not the Shechina Gdoisha didn't want to learn his Teirah. Only afterwards, in the Gemurah, that the Rabbi Yisrael said, Meir B'ni Yoyim, until then he didn't want to learn his Teirah. What was the problem with this Elisha? L'chayri was the Rebbe of Remeh, must have been a great man. She said, the Rishalme, Kishahoyse Imoy Shal Elisha Ben Aviyah Mu'beres. Mu'beres. She didn't eat then any something traitor. Avre Lesnei Avodah Zurah, she went through a base Avodah Zurah. The Hericha Moisamin, she only smelled. Look how dangerous some allergens are. That even with smelling they could attack us. Vahoya Oisahamin, that kind of smell, Mifafeya Begifo Kachnoi. It was Mifafeya, I don't know how to say in English Mifafeya. It was that's English. No? It was doing its job, it was doing its work, it was Mifafeya in her. In her, and brought poison to that little baby. That little baby that eventually was this big rush, Elisha ben Aviya. Why was he? Because the mother went through when she was meberet. The haricha ma'isamin v'aymim v'fafeh begif. Now imagine. Let's see for one moment the koyach of this mefafeh, of this era shalachnui that was mefafeh begif shaloisamin. This Elisha didn't go to JFS. He went afterwards to Hamish Talmud Torah. V'huraya, and a good yeshiva. V'huraya, he grew up, Elisha Ben Aviya, whose Rebbe was he? Reb Meir's Rebbe. He was the big Reb Meir, the holy Reb Meir that we are proud to learn his holy word. The Rebbe Yishleim aligned up, because it's Meir Ben Yoyma, says the Gemurah. Yes, Rebbe Yishleim aligned up, Gemurah, says Meir Ben Yoyma. He was his Rebbe. I'm sure he learned Torah. He behaved well. The soft youth of the Tabas. Why? There was some poison, some allergen, working around in his stomach, mefafeya in his inside, that brings forth. Muya became Mr. Haskell. He became Acha. Well, everybody say, do I have the shulim eat Ruhamasir? We always speak here to Elohim. We are preaching to the converted. So what's the purpose? They want to speak to an Olam of Machal Shabbos, Ochle Nevelis Atreis. Is that quite right? I found the gewaltige Medrash Tachima. Steht der Medrash Tachima, Le'usad lova HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moitze Kriv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lenas. Kol mi shel ocha busa chaze v'shkutze v'remusim yuva v'yitl schure. Anyone that indeed busa chaze v'shkutze v'remusim can come and take a schra. V'buam ka'ila shel ayachli oisam. Come to us that indeed. V'amon tello ni schureini. Pay up. You promise pay up. Oma lehem. What did the Rebbe Yishlev answer? Call me Shekhaim as a Torah Yichus Chure. What's the answer? It's Tani Bechitim Zahoydi Bezeche Kotshoi. What a case of God this. Call me Shalachol Shkutim Ramutim. Call me Shekhaim. Yeah, it's a call me Shekhaim as a Torah. What is it? Came people that claimed I didn't do something wrong. I ate only kosher food. Only with a seal and only I was medactic. So the Rebbe said, let me see. Had you been Mekhaim all the Torah? It wasn't exactly so, you know why? you know what, that's the raya taki, that you did these things. You might have not known, it might have been b'shayi yedarchayim ha-kudushet. That's the best, so that is achieved. It's not shalema en achieved, it's not ta'ani v'chitim v'hoidi v'so'irim. It's you claim v'bum ke'ele shalei ochle tenu l'schenit ko mi shekayim matatayra yitzchuroi. If you haven't been mekayim v'tayra, how come a yid l'choy that was raised in the spirit of Torah, how come you haven't been mekayim v'tayra? Must be that it is that you have been eating things that are not proper. Because the zehiras in that item is different than other items. And I'll quote you two pieces of Shechan Uruch. One is the Shechan Uruch and Hilchas Peitach and Semetuchni and Aleph. Most probably majority of us being in the room have learned Daf HaYomi. A few days ago, Freit Ein Tana the Tzvayt, the Gemur to the hand, the Gemur Pesachim to the hand somewhere? It's all used up in the Daf HaYomi. Freit Ein Tana, Freit the other Tana. Tell me, Hana Sakina, those knives from Pesach, what do I do with them? So I've got chadushes. So to tenachma, good enough for you, you've got chadushes. What about us? Oh, that's a topic. Tenachma, Victor, that's good enough for you, you've got new knives. How about us? How about us? Is Medayik, the Rishonim, what sounds good about you? If you speak here, Me'ikar Adin, how about us? I can't afford it, but I can't find any more. I can't afford it. Some could find it from the room and say, I can't afford a new knife. What should I do? If it's halucha, if it's a trade for a knife, it depends if it's somebody more from, less from, affordable, not affordable. If it's trade for a knife, it's trade. Hey, the Ma'adin, the Rishonim, it's a newnim that, it's only a newnim of Chimra that you can be machmir. Look at the Razu of Dot. V'nuchay lekol yirei shemayim sheyehei loy toisves hazure b'ma shehim mitam en adin. It would be befitting for every yirei shemayim, it should be toisves hazure. Then the knife might be kusha, but the good it should be a toisves hazure. Why toisves hazure? We know kaychad ha-teire udas, always kaychad ha-teire. The knife is kosher. What do you want? I need a chimras. You want to throw up on me chimras? You think I live in my shul, I live whatever. Zook the terazur. Zook. It's not a mitzvah or chassidish aside. It's not a biyozel of mevadik. Shtu the terazur. V'nocha lekol yerei shemayim. Sheilo toisves hazur. B'ma'a shehi mitam en adin. Toisves hazur. There's another remur. B'sayah shemur. It's a mekiv kubbeis. There the talk is by clay akim that is not ben yoimon. Clay akim that are not ben yoimon. Zug the remuda that a clay akim not ben yoimon is mitten. Not kelim ain't a ben yoimon. You go to a guy, you could use. So the mechavle kitchele, you shouldn't, tell the guy to cook me there some carrots in it. Don't tell the guy to cook some carrots in it. Why not? If it's mitten, it's mitten. Zug the remuda, but it's a b'shyosef also, a b'shyosef. It brings tahara nekiyus. Zehiras the dvurim eile. That's halachoyer mitzvah. The mechad the remu zukt as a mitzvah. Rav kelim einem neyema. Zehiras the dvurim eile bring nekiyus. The chenach mitzvah kivan zayin. The yidim achosim bem neyudam. Kelefi amachulam yispul gifay. The fiyah machulah is pul gifah. Whatever you eat, that's the movement of your body. The vriyas lai b'choyle. Okay, mechavdei hukeil. It's chavdei Hashem that is given us a diet in the Torah, what we should keep. Mitzakiv ni indalat, zukte v'alkein hachikani mehem. That's why the Torah was marchikas and ruma firim. Leman yif'ali hanefashois pe'ilosom. The nefesh, don't pick the guf. The goof will be well, the goyim also do well, the Irish laborers do quite well, they dig the pits in the caves they need, they dig the roads up when they need, they've got no problem, but the nefesh, they've got no nefesh, the nefesh pilusam, v'loyen alu ha-delas b'sneim, not to close the delas of the nefesh. What would close the delas of the nefesh? Roya mezek ha-gufois, the bad nature of the gufois, the tintim ha-levois that we might have. Imreira Samua brings a niyutz She's Menat, Sof Parshas Shmini, and Atchulas Parshas Tavriya. So the end of Parshas Shmini is Lahabdil Ben Atuma Ben Atur Ben Achaya and Achailus Ben Achaya Shelo Yisrochel Ishuk Yisadriya Beyond Zuch. It's a word vacation. But the mother is going to give birth to a child. It depends. There's a big chilek Ben Achaya Ben Atuma Ben Atur Ben Achaya and Achailus. If she has the right diet, she'll give birth to the right child. If she hasn't got the right diet, she wouldn't give birth to the right child. Bria kudishukt, tzadik oichel lesoiva nafshoi. What does tzadik say? Tzadik oichel lesoiva nafshoi. Tzadik oichel lesoiva gufoi, his body. Oichel lesoiva nafshoi. The machel of the tzadik is the machel of his neshama. Machulim ksheya. So we said, we saw already before that the machulim loik sheirim am attempting to give. Midotayvim ariba. Machulim ksheirim with hidden and kashim. Persons medagdit. It gives an enhanced the koyach, the fact see the mitzvah, see the Shabbos kodesh, and see that they're eating kehilchusoi with all the dinim, with all the aluchas, enhances the koyach on nefesh. Tzadik oichel lesoiv nafshei. It gets koyach, the nefesh of it gets koyach. There is a degel machna frayim brings it. Brings the Rambam. I haven't found in the Kitva Rambam. I've searched it in my young years in the Kitva Rambam. I haven't found it. I'd very much like to find it, but I've seen it somewhere also with a bit of additions. I'll say what they do, said that add on those pieces which is not brought there. He brings in Parshas Akev and the Pusik the Malkam the Orlet Levachem. He brings Sha'ali Mim Medina Echad La Rambam. From one country they've asked the Rambam. So they wrote in the letter, even though the Chazal say, "Oz Yusha, Shaloi Neim Eli Yusha, Mekarim is it Chiyas Ameisim and Atayra." That's a drush Chazal. A kudash in the drush Chazal a bit different. It's not a raya merchachas. The Rambam didn't want to answer him himself. He told his Talmud Rabbi Even Tovim, and one place I've seen Rabbi Shmuel Even Tovim. He's not from Rabbi Talmud. Look, he should answer them. And he answered the Bekitah Nimrat. Instead of answering to the point, he answered a bit differently. So it says, Al pi chachmet ha-teve, ki mekol mina ma'a, I forgot what I saw in another sefer, v'chusem al ha-michtav hazeh ki shivim elef ish. That letter to the Rambam signed shivim elef ish with this question. A group of 70,000 people had problems in a minute. And the answer was like this. Al pi chachmet ha-teve, ki kol mina ma'achel v'mashke na'as adom. From all the mach, the mach becomes blood. In Adam, Yoyred ala covered. From the blood, it goes down to the liver. It becomes purified again. I hope I haven't got doctors here that will contradict me. From the blood, it goes to the liver. From the liver, the clarity, the pureness of it goes again to the heart. From the heart, it's purified again to a certain extent. And that goes to the brain. If somebody, and that's the brain, is the chayat of a person. If somebody is shema himself from machulas matur, some machulas asiris, then his dam is tzula the Torah, is pure and Torah. He's got a left Torah, a moyach Torah. His moyach and chayas, his lebedikait is Torah. His machshava is Torah. So somebody is shema mekadosh himself more, that becomes a binyan av, and the seichel and the remach eved shesu gidim become a binyan av of dvurim kedoshim. But if chaz v'shulam somebody is not nizer, he becomes a binyan av for seichel okur and meupish, a unclear and a moldy seichel bedayas zuras. The chayas shelo nas a mess. His chayas, his lebedikait is mess. No wonder he comes to shul sometimes, and it comes the good pieces in davening hakul yadich or nishma, and we see there are people who twiddle their thumbs and look at the ceiling and hope for this Valtfila day, get along with it and let me go home already. Besides, the Shait and Midrash Talpiyah Shait Besamedrash Ganeidin LeTzadikin. The Chayre every Yid comes to Davma, Mechaye, Kirva, Vani, Dover HaMelech, Vani, Kirva, Tolekim, Litoit. How come the Yidin that went through normal Chinuch system And the choir is the kveit and the tayy. Comes all the dvorim rochem, not in his kind of shmack. It was the sound that the ceiling folds his legs. You know, Kishbochi helps his lecher to fall asleep on a chad, and he might come home rested and not yell at his wife if the food is a bit warm or cold or too salty or not salty enough. How comes? It should be the best moments by Eid. Is the teret, is the brief, the letter of the Talmud or Rambam? The seichel becomes okay. The seichel failed the seichel. Zokta. V'ne'elam emeni emitis chayas yeh lekisel alumet. It's hidden from him the emet of the chayas of the governors of all the world. V'nitme v'noifel ledei ezuret v'lekim acherim. And that's why the Balamidus, the Tanur Mamru and the Chachma Mishneh, they warned us from Pagbas, from Pazbagi, v'yeinom, v'vishamnom. Therefore, ire oyer sichlom, the Tanur Mamru had this holy seichel they had. The Torah G'doish was shayr on them. Zukta, but you mob that you ask this kasha, Zukta, it seems you've been eating machuna safiris, nevelis atreifis, therefore you're cleverer than the chazal. Yes, as usual, you could say that the tchias amesim and atoy, but you could ask it differently. And the Rambam throw them in their curses, as they come out shakusif, the pashas kisuvoi curses. It brings the, this I didn't see in the day, another sefer. They all converted to Islam, all those people. Kishuv Melechish, like big disaster in Klal Yisrael, something they built. Lesav vu Melech Echad, vu Regev Kilam. Came to Melech, vu Regev Kilam. I can put him this state, this piece of Degel Mach, Degel, has this Kedvarambam it is, not Degel, as I saw there. Not the Gewaltige Mr. Haskell for us, that what damage it does if we are not Nizer. And not Nizer to say, but what should I do? I only go to the local shop and I buy. Yeah, but even the local shop, that roof that put the seal on it doesn't say you have to eat it, just says you're allowed to eat it. It's not a mitzvah, that's the rai that eats every kind of marble that it comes out. How did some say if the bucha came back from the yeshiva from a house that I never ate out on paper, that I never ate out, and never ate something that wasn't made at home, he became already a bigger tamachuchim than the father. Eklal, he took the tape measure to the matzah to see if he's got a kezayis, and he put in the scale, v'chili. And then the mother said, "Bashichoyes b'tish," said, "Mommy, where's the ketchup?" Yep. In the older generations, we did quite well Pesach without the ketchup and without the mayonnaise. Yep. Because it's not a mitzvah esser. You're allowed to be, but it's not a mitzvah esser. In the other half, the hearers, and we spoke talking about the Indian of Shavuvim is liskadosh es atzmoi. Don't fast the whole day. We know because it's said from Beis Aaron. But see, acquire highest the kedusha. Refrain a bit. The minish ala tavas oilam azay home because it's kosher. It's healthy to take a physical diet also, but that's not my problem here. This is speak to your doctor, not to me. Akipunim, that's what we need so much in the rest of the years. And the same thing could be that the years would be, we'll take care of this, then our children will grow up healthier, as we saw from the story of Elisha ben Avi. We are now in the days also before Bias Mashiach did Kaini, Achakeloi b'chol yom shuvah. I'll share with you another Mama Chazal, a Rasha on the Pusik, Kani Hashem Amar le'etchem me'et Mitzrayim. Bring the Rasha, Tana de Bayer, Tuna de Bayer Rabbi Shmuel, El Mula lo Yelesi Yes Yisrool me'et Mitzrayim, El Bishvil She'em Metamim Bishrutim Kemoi Mitzrayim V'Knanem Dayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim could have been only B'tchiz the Nizah from Shrutim and Machul Asasim. So now everybody hopes and looks forward for B'yis Mashiach to come, B'zashon Zoychazam today. Could be with the Zahiris Takin and Yuna Kasheris. As Rashi said, B'shrutim kemoi Mitzrayim V'knan Dayim is enough for us, we should be Zoycha. Hashbur Zahelfim, that we should all be Zoycha V'asur V'skadosh V'disha Shamale. So the Zahiris and Machulim will be Mekadosh ourselves. We'll have a time in davening, a time in learning, a time in avodas Hashem. But to my Yiddish cup, we'll approach things via Ne'er Lachid. If it's Chizah, we'll be able to be Mekabot Ne'er Mashiach, Tzitkeni, B'mherim, 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 B'mherim,